So basically, when we cover a storm, we send as many people there as we can, and we kind of go at it from all different angles. So I was coming from west in Cooperstown, so I was lucky enough where I was coming from a completely different angle than our photographers in Schenectady. So I was able to find some damage right away on Route 20, some giant trees knocked over on the in the power lines and things like that, while our other photographers were coming from the exact opposite angle. Because we never really know what streets are going to be closed or where the damage is going to be, or if the state police aren't going to let us down certain streets. So it's good to have pretty much as much manpower as we can. So in past storms, like Hurricane Irene a few years ago, the National Guard was there pretty fast. All kinds of streets were shut down. We were trying to navigate. I was relatively new at the paper, so I didn't know many streets. Luckily, for this tornado, it was basically only one or two streets, Route 7 and Route 20. And coming from where I was, I had no option. I was hitting it right on.
From everything we understand, this storm came quickly yesterday. The warning came, and then almost immediately there were reports of a touchdown. What kind of reaction did you see and hear among the people in Schenectady County yesterday while you were out shooting?
The people I met said that they heard about it, and then not even a minute later, it was hitting them. Some people got phone calls from family members. One person's daughter was driving up to the house and yelling out her window, saying that she saw it down the street, and she didn't even have time to leave her car. She just sat in her car in the garage while it passed through, and luckily the garage was okay and the car and everybody there. Just some damage to trees and fences and their property. And then I spoke to one woman who said that she got an alert from the National Weather Service and immediately went into her cellar and just heard it coming by her house. And she said it was just this really, really loud, windy noise. And then after it passed, there was just this huge whistling sound. And she stayed in her cellar the whole time. And they came up, and their roof was all blown off. And many trees struck their house. And the patio, their front patio, was in their backyard.
You've covered Schenectady County for a while. What's this area like for people who might not really be familiar with Delanson, Duanesburg area?
It's pretty rural over there. There's a lot of rolling hills and vast farmlands over there. But then there's also a good amount of pretty big country homes, really beautiful homes. And one of them was just this beautiful home that had these huge oak trees all around it. And I asked the woman that lived there how old she thought the trees were, and she said at least 80 years old. I mean, these were massive trees that I've never seen, and they looked like they were just so effortlessly knocked over by this wind. It was pretty incredible sight. But I've gotten the hang of navigating those streets over there by now, by working at the Gazette for a few years. There's pretty much Route 7 and Route 20 are the main highways over there, and those are both pretty well affected. And then there's side streets that kind of intersect between them. But everything goes kind of parallel there. So Cole Road was actually hit pretty hard too, and that was between Route 20 and Route 7, and that's where the Duanesburg Volunteer Ambulance Station is. And that the damage there was pretty incredible. Just the whole side of the building was wiped off, and an image from that appeared on our front page today.
Tornadoes in this area are unusual, but we've noticed a few in recent years. There was one in Springfield. People remember the Mechanicville tornado. What kind of coverage did this get yesterday?
Well, pretty immediately I was tweeting out some photos, and they were being retweeted by the Weather Channel, Ginger Z, the ABC anchor. They actually requested to use them. And then I filed photos pretty quickly into the Gazette so that they can put it onto the pages for the next day, as well as the website. And I also, we are part of the Associated Press Wire Service, so I filed a photo for the AP Wire as well, so that member news organizations can see it as well and use it.